So I've just asked them to share who they are, where they started, and where they are now, just so you guys can see that it is. It's two steps forward, one step back. One step forward, no step back. Three steps backwards, seven steps forward. Forward, 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 sideways, back. That's how it really is. It's not a straight line. So come. They're a little nervous. It's hard to talk about yourself. Are these on? Okay, so just introduce yourself, share. Okay.
Hi, everyone. So I'm Samantha Gladish. I am a weight loss coach and a women's hormonal health coach. And I also, if some of you have been out, I've got a vendor. My booth is out there, and I have holistic dental products, and I have body care products. So some of you might have visited the booth out there, so thanks for that. And if you haven't come by, I'd love to connect with you. So I have, as much as I'd love to talk about my products and whatnot, I have an interesting story that I think some of you can really resonate with. And it's really about my experience that I had last year here at the Wellness Business Summit. And so it really dates back to really 2 years ago. It was the summertime, and I remember turning to my boyfriend, and I had said to him, you know, I'm going to be on the Underground Wellness podcast. So does anyone know that podcast? So Sean Croxton, he had that's his podcast, and he was the keynote speaker at Lori's event last year. And so I'd been listening to his podcast for so long, and I had, you know, just had this vision of really being on his podcast. And so fast forward to January, February of last year, when I see on Facebook, I actually had no idea who Lori was, and I just see on Facebook this Wellness Business Summit, and I instantly knew I just had to sign up. And so I started to do my research on Lori and who she was and what she was doing, and it was really incredible. And so I instantly signed up. I knew I had to be there. And sure enough, I learned a few weeks later, the keynote speaker is Sean Croxton from Underground Wellness. And so I sent him a message, and I said, you're coming to Toronto. This is amazing. I would love to connect with you. Can I take you out for dinner? And so sure enough, he responded to me. And he said, you know, I'm heading out for dinner on Saturday night. Why don't you come with us, me and some friends? And so the summit comes along, it's Saturday night, I go out with him and his friends, and over that dinner, he says to me, tell me what you're working on. And I said, well, I'm in the middle of writing a book. And he said, okay, well, when is that book going to be done? And I said, I don't know, so I just kind of threw it a date, and I said, June 1st. So this is in March of last year. So I said, June 1st. So he pulls out his phone, and I'm thinking, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to message me on June 1st and tell me, you know, make sure it's done. And he's like, no, on June 3rd, you're coming on my podcast and you're selling that book. So literally, like, shot myself. It was crazy. It was, like, really scary. So my boyfriend and I, for literally 3 months, busted our ass in getting that book done. I'm so incredibly grateful for his help, because he does all, like, the tech stuff behind the scenes, and he does all my design work, and he designed the whole book. And so 3 months I finished that book, and I went on his podcast on June 3rd. And, you know, he tripled my list overnight, and I had orders coming in like crazy. I couldn't even keep up with them. And from there, I had other podcasts reach out to me, and been interviewed as a guest expert on different paleo summits. And, you know, now I get paid to write for Paleo Hacks. And Paleo Hacks is launching a video podcast, and I'm interviewing with them next week as their first guest. And so, you know, the moral of the story is really just have the courage to reach out to these people that you want to connect with, that you want to network with, you know, regardless of how high up you think they might be. Just really, it doesn't hurt to reach out, because you really never know if they're going to contact you back or say yes, right? And the least they can do is maybe say no. So big deal, you move on. So that was just what I wanted to share with you. And something else is that, you know, a coach had said to me is, if it's not scheduled, it's not real. And so that's a really important point, because if I hadn't scheduled that book to be done, it never would have been done. And that goes for any of the programs that I want to launch or any of the products that I want to launch. If it's not scheduled, it's not real. So if I haven't connected with you, come to my booth. I would love to meet you all. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Jen Pike. I'm the founder of Simplicity Yoga and Fitness Therapy Studios, and I'm the author of The Simplicity Project and A Media Personality. So I actually started in the industry about 17 years ago as a personal trainer, and then was a director for Sports Clubs of Canada and Bally's for quite a few years. So I entered in through the fitness industry, and then went back to school and did nutrition, and I was the person that kept adding layer upon layer and letters and names behind my name. And when I had my children, I recognized that I no longer wanted to manage personal trainers anymore, and I thought that I needed more simplicity in my life, so I thought it would be a really good idea with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old to start my own business. And it was anything but simple, but one of the greatest gifts that I've ever essentially given myself, because I went through everything that Marnie talked about, you know, building the space out, and I have a team of 20 under me now. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough, I've built a multiple six-figure yoga and Pilates studio with multi-practitioners, and it's been incredible. And my second book goes to the typesetter on Monday morning. Last night I was in my room finishing my final edits. And, it's been quite the journey. But what I would say to you is continue with your passion. People ask me all the time, well, what is it that's different about what you do? I just keep being me. That's what I put out on my Instagram. That's what I talk to my team about, is just be authentically who you are. It can be so overwhelming when you hear what somebody else is doing and you think you need to start to take on what they're doing and be like that. And if you just sit back and really look at the gifts that you actually have. At lunch today, I was sitting with a couple of people and they're saying, you know, it sounds like we're all saying the same thing. I hear the opposite. I hear that we're all in the same industry, but every single one of us has a very individual, specific, and unique gift. And it's about really harnessing that and figuring out who your key people are. I'm lucky enough now to be in the position where I've really been able to figure out what I want to continue to do moving forward, which is educate and speak and inspire. And I'm now in a position where I'm getting ready to actually sell my business and my studio and mentor someone who has that same flame and fire and passion that I had 4.5 years ago, but doesn't have either the financial backing to pay to build the space out, to have the reverse line of, you know, checking account, to get it all going and get it started. And to give them the tips too, and for even those of you, you know, when Marnie was talking about going to the bank, it's one route. I was lucky enough, I went to my town and I said, I want to start a business. I don't have a lot of financial backing. What can I do? And I went through the process and I was given an economical development loan through the government for $60,000, and I don't have to pay a penny back in interest. It's pure principal that goes to it. And it was a process to it, but I'm telling you, there are ways. If that's your dream and that's your passion and it's what you want to have. And if you have any questions about starting from that, please come and ask me, because I love talking to people about it. But just keep being you and stay really true to that, and keep surrounding yourself with people who feed into that.
Right. Awesome. My name is Nikki Stadnick, and I am from Alberta, Medicine Hat, Alberta. I met Lori 18 months ago, and she's moved me from being a student into where I'm at now. I was a student when I met her, and what I wanted to do was open a Jenny Craig or a LA Weight Loss. It's what I wanted to do before I even went to school. So I started looking online, see what I can do. Do you know how expensive those things are? That's like $100,000 to bring that into a town. It's insanely expensive. Kept looking and looking and looking and found Lori, and then realized I can't do this. I got to go to school first. So did CSNN. 6 months through, my husband, who's a pharmacist, said, you know what, we're going to bring in Ideal Protein into the pharmacy. I'm like, you're kidding me, right? I'm doing holistic nutrition, and you're going to bring in Ideal Protein, which is packaged foods. It's gross. And he's like, no, you got to do this. You either like jump in and help me out here, or we're bringing it in. So I phoned up Lori, and I'm like, okay, I'm in. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm in. And she started coaching me from that point on. Basically, it was so hard. It was so hard. I have like 2 kids at home, in school, building a business, you know, and Lori says, get up earlier. I'm like, you're kidding me, right? I'm trying to, so I get up earlier, I build it and work and work and work. And it was hard. Lead pages. I had no idea what lead pages was. So in school, building a business and trying to learn lead pages.